Hello and welcome to your GCSE Chinese Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most rewarding topics on the specification, volunteering, or in Chinese, 志愿服务. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic comes up across all four skills: listening, speaking, reading, and writing. So buckle up, because by the end of this episode, you'll have the vocabulary, the grammar structures, and the exam technique to absolutely nail it. Let's start with why this topic matters. Volunteering sits within the broader theme of future aspirations, study, and work. Examiners love it because it tests your ability to talk about past experiences, present opinions, and future intentions, all in one topic. That means you need to show off at least three tenses, and this is the perfect topic to do exactly that. Now, let's build your vocabulary. I'm going to go through the essential words and phrases you need. Listen carefully. I'll say each one twice. First, the core nouns. 志愿者, volunteer. Say it with me. 志愿者社区, community. 老人, elderly person. 孤儿, orphan. 医院, hospital. 水校, school. 环境, environment. Now for key verbs. 帮助, to help. 捐款, to donate money. 植树, to plant trees. 参加, to participate, to take part in. 照顾, to look after, to care for. And some brilliant opinion and feeling words that will really impress your examiner. 有意义, meaningful. 满足感, a sense of fulfillment. 骄傲, proud. 感激, grateful. 无私, selfless. 值得, worthwhile. Now, let's move on to grammar, and this is where you can really pick up marks. There are three key structures you need to master for this topic. Structure number one, expressing intentions using 想, 要, and 打算. 想, means want to or would like to. It's softer, more of a wish. For example, 我想做志愿者. I want to be a volunteer. 要 is stronger. It means going to or will. For example, 我明天要去敬老院. I am going to the care home tomorrow. 打算 means plan to or intend to. This one really impresses examiners because it shows deliberate intention. For example, 我打算这个周末去做志愿者. I plan to do volunteering this weekend. Structure number two, aspect markers. 过, 了, and 这. These little particles are crucial for showing tense and aspect in Chinese, and they're a common source of marks lost in the writing paper. 过, placed after a verb, shows you've had an experience. 我去过养老院做志愿者。I have been to a care home to do volunteering. Notice how 过 tells the examiner this is a past experience. 了 shows completion. 我已经做完了志愿工作。I have already finished my volunteering work. 这 shows an ongoing action. 我正在社区中心帮忙着。I am in the middle of helping at the community centre. Structure number three, expressing opinions with justification. This is absolutely critical for the higher tier writing and speaking tasks.
Examiners specifically look for in way, because, followed by a reason. Here's a model sentence. 我认为住院服务非常重要，因为它可以帮助社区里的老人。 I think volunteering is very important because it can help the elderly in the community. See how that sentence has an opinion? 我认为, I think, followed by a reason, introduced by 因为, because. That structure alone can push you from a level 2 to a level 3 response in writing.
Now, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Let me walk you through the most important tips for each skill. Listening. When you get your listening paper, read the questions before the audio starts, underline key words in the questions. When you hear the recording, listen specifically for opinion words. 我认为, 我觉得, 我喜欢, and negatives. 不, 没有, 从来不. These are the words that change the meaning of an answer completely. A very common trap is hearing a positive word first and then a negative. For example, 我以前喜欢做志愿者,但是现在不喜欢了. I used to like volunteering, but now I don't. Students who only catch the first part get the answer wrong. Always listen to the whole sentence. Speaking. For your speaking assessment, prepare 3 or 4 model sentences in advance that you can adapt. Here are some gold standard phrases to learn off by heart. For opinions, 我认为志愿服务非常有价值. I think volunteering is very valuable. For past experiences, 去年夏天我在社区中心做了志愿者. Last summer, I did volunteering at the community centre. For future intentions, 将来我打算继续做志愿工作，因为这让我感到很有满足感. In the future, I plan to continue doing voluntary work because it gives me a great sense of fulfillment. If you get stuck in the speaking exam, use repair strategies. Say, 对不起，我再说一遍. Sorry, let me say that again. And rephrase. Examiners give credit for spontaneity and recovery, not just perfect sentences. Reading. Skim the text first for gist. What is it broadly about? Then read the questions carefully. Watch out for false friends, characters that look similar but mean different things. And remember, in Chinese reading, context is everything. If you're not sure of a character, use the surrounding sentence to work out the meaning. Writing. This is where most marks are won or lost. Let me give you the top 5 writing tips. 1. Cover every bullet point. If the question gives you 4 bullet points, you must address all 4. Missing even 1 bullet point can drop you an entire mark band. 2. Use 3 tenses, past, present, and future. Use time expressions to signal each one clearly. 去年, last year, for past. 现在, now, for present. 将来, or 以后, in the future, for future. 3. Give opinions with reasons. Every opinion needs a 因为. Don't just say 我喜欢志愿服务, I like volunteering. Say 我喜欢志愿服务因为它让我感到很有满足感. I like volunteering because it makes me feel very fulfilled. 4. Vary your sentence structures. Don't start every sentence with 我. Use connectives like 而且, moreover, 但是, however, 虽然但是, although but, and 不仅而且. Not only, but also. 5. Check your characters carefully. A misformed character can change the meaning entirely. Leave 5 minutes at the end to proofread. Now, let's talk about the most common mistakes I see candidates make on this topic. Mistake number 1. Confusing formal and informal register. If the writing task says you're writing a formal report or a letter to an organisation, you must use formal language. Avoid casual phrases and use polite forms. Mistake number 2, only using the present tense. This is the single biggest barrier to achieving the higher mark bands. You must show the examiner you can handle multiple time frames. Mistake number 3, not justifying opinions. Saying, 志愿服务很好, volunteering is good, earns you very little. Saying, 志愿服务很好,
因为它可以帮助有需要的人，而且让我感到很有骄傲。Volunteering is good because it can help people in need, and it makes me feel very proud. Earns you significantly more. Mistake number 4. Overusing simple structures. Phrases like 我有、我去、我喜欢 are fine at foundation level, but at higher, you need complex sentences with subordinate clauses, relative clauses, and varied connectives. Right, time for your quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you say, I want to be a volunteer in Chinese? The medium pause is, 我想做志愿者。我想做志愿者。Question 2. Which aspect marker shows you've had an experience in the past? That's 过。过。Question 3. How do you express I plan to in Chinese? That's 打算。打算。Question 4. What connective should you always use after giving an opinion? That's 因为。因为。Because. Question 5. Name 3 time expressions for the future. 将来。以后。下个星期。How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. You're well on your way. If you missed some, go back to the vocabulary section and do some retrieval practice. Let's wrap up. Today, we covered the essential vocabulary for volunteering. People, activities, places, feelings, and time expressions. We looked at 3 key grammar structures. Expressing intentions with 想, 要, and 打算, aspect markers 过, 了, and 这, and giving justified opinions with 因为. We went through exam technique for all 4 skills, and we identified the most common mistakes to avoid. Remember, the candidates who do best in GCSE Chinese are not necessarily the ones who know the most vocabulary. They're the ones who use what they know accurately, confidently, and with variety. Show the examiner 3 tenses, give your opinions with reasons, and cover every bullet point. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. 加油！加油！ Keep going. You can do it.